This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It'll help clear the way to reopen workplaces, schools, and other venues. You don't have to wear a mask anymore in most situations if you're fully vaccinated against COVID, says the CDC. But some people may be confused by this, say experts. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Fully vaccinated people don't have to wear masks. The unvaccinated do. The issue is how to know who is and who isn't. President Biden says the government won't be checking.
It's not an enforcement thing. We're not going to go out and arrest people.
A Harvard public health expert says the guidance is confusing and contradictory, that vaccinated people won't feel comfortable indoors if they're unsure whether the person next to them is also vaccinated. A union representing food workers says they've been forced to play mask police for months and are now apparently supposed to become the vaccination police.
Now to those gas stations that don't have any gas. Colonial Pipeline says the fuel is flowing again to the East Coast after its pipeline, the nation's largest, had to be shut down because of a cyber attack. Our Mike Hempen has the latest on the panic buying at the pumps.
Shortages and panic buying continued, even as Colonial, the operator of the pipeline, reported making substantial progress in resolving the shutdown responsible for the empty tanks. GasBuddy.com's tracking service reported that nearly 70% of North Carolina stations were still without fuel, and 73% of stations were out in Washington, D.C.
Overseas now to Gaza, where the fighting between Israel and Hamas is intensifying. Israel unleashed heavy artillery fire at what it says was a network of militant tunnels ahead of a possible ground invasion. This is AP News. For Muslims in America, the religious holiday comes as the pandemic eases. Here's our Walter Ratliff.
The Eid holiday marks the end of the sacred month of Ramadan, when Muslims abstain from food and drink from sunrise to sunset. Traditionally, people gather for prayers, visit family and friends, and huddle together around festive meals. But for those in America, even as they observe virus precautions, this year's Eid comes as the pandemic eases its grip in the country. It's a contrast with many other countries who are celebrating the holiday in a subdued mood for a second year under pandemic restrictions. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Amazon is hiring 75,000 people in this tight job market and is offering bonuses to attract workers, including $100 for new hires who have had their COVID shots. The jobs are for delivery and warehouse workers. They pack and ship online orders. Amazon says the new hires will make an average of $17 an hour. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.